Delegates from Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam Tuesday postponed a decision on Laos' plan to build a hydropower dam on the lower Mekong. At a meeting of the Mekong River Commission in the Lao capital, Vientiane, Laos insisted the Xayaburi Dam go ahead, saying it will be up to international standards. The Lao delegate said the dam would not likely affect the environment of its neighbors. However, Thay Na Woot, chairman of the MRC's joint committee, says Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam have doubts.
The three countries want additional information, while Lao wish to have the process completed after 6 months.
Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam want a comprehensive assessment of the cross-boundary environmental effects. The four countries agreed to hold a ministerial-level meeting later this year to come to an agreement. Under the commission, the four neighbors consult each other on projects along the river, but do not need each other's permission. Vietnam was the most critical of the project and proposed that all plans for dams on the Mekong's mainstream be put on hold for at least 10 years. Cambodia and Vietnam are concerned the dam, one of 11 planned for the Mekong, could affect fish stocks and rice production. One commission study concluded the dam would affect fish migration and could drive endangered species like the Mekong giant catfish to extinction. Thailand raised concerns about the sustainability of the $3.5 billion project. It is expected to produce 1,260 megawatts of electricity, 95% of which would be sold to Thailand. But a commission report says the dam could lose up to 60% of its operating capacity in 30 years because of sediment building up in the reservoir. About 60 million people depend on the Mekong for their livelihoods. Laos, an impoverished and landlocked state ruled by a communist party, says the dam is necessary to raise revenue. The only dams built on the Mekong's main channel so far are upstream in China, where it is known as the Lan Song River. Beijing built four dams without consulting neighbors and plans to build four more in the coming decade. The deadlock follows reports this week that Laos started road construction last year for the project. Thay Na Woot says the commission has asked for clarification from Laos. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.